Help my unlimited obeisances and adopt to the lowly state of my Lord Joshua Bodhichi Gurudev, literally the Pradishta Aum Vishnu Pai, as so it is such a thing to my Shilabhakti Vedanta Shaman Prabhupai. And the same unlimited obeisances and adopt to the lowly state of my most worshipable Shikshi Gurudev, Aum Vishnu Pai, as so it is such a thing to my Shilabhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our distinguished succession and all the assembled devotees. For today is the most auspicious day for millions of fortunate persons around the world, including myself. This is the most important day of the year, the appearance day of Nityalila Pradishta Aum Vishnu Pai, bestowed in the Siddhi Sri Srimad Shilabhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. We've been having very beautiful festivals over these last 2 weeks, beginning from Jivan Yatra and then to the Rupa Goswami's disappearance day, to the Gurudev explained, young Kali Rupa, Sudhira and Dasa. What would have happened if Sri Rupa Goswami didn't come? The world wouldn't know about the different kinds of bhakti, the false bhakti, the mixed bhakti, the real bhakti, the rasas. He introduced them, he explained them, and he gave them through his teachings and his civil succession. Then, Srila Gurudev explained, what would have happened if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hadn't come? We wouldn't have had that most rare jewel of Anak Odhavana Samsa Bhakti Sriyam. And what would have happened, as Gurudev explained yesterday morning, if Krishna hadn't come? There would be no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there would be no Rupa Goswami, there would be no Balaram, there would be no Sukadeva Goswami, who Radha and Krishna ordered to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. There would be no existence. And similarly, if our Srila Prabhupada hadn't come, where would we be? We were all hippies and drunkards and atheists, and he brought to us the sublime knowledge of all the Vedic literature. Not only did he turn those hippies into happies, but he turned those hippies into assistants in his producing his 30 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, his 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita, his Bhagavad Gita, Isa Upanishad, Nectar of Instruction, which is his translation of Srila Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita, and so many other very beautiful transcendental literatures. Not only did he make those hippies happy, but he took those hippies and taught them, even in their hippie days, how to carve Lord Jagannath. He even took a thief, my god sister Malati, who had stolen a little Jagannath deity from a hippie store in Haight Ashbury in San Francisco. And when she showed Prabhupada this small deity, he said, are there any more? And she said, yes, there's a whole barrel full. And he said, no, I mean different ones. She said, yes, there are 2 different ones. He said, get them. So she got them in her own way, and her husband carved the hippies, and he engaged another hippie in building the rock park, and they had a very beautiful Rathi Yatra festival, where many thousands of people attended. He introduced to us the word prasadam, taught us how to make prasadam, and in that first Rathi Yatra festival, they distributed prasadam to 10,000 people. So Srila Prabhupada created festivals all over the world in all the major and minor cities. Srila Gurudev has often explained Srila Prabhupada's mantra, Nirvisheshu Sunyavadi Pashyate Deshikarani, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaudavani Pucharani. That he has spoken about many times. And sometimes he explains the second part of that mantra, Nirvisheshu Sunyavadi Pashyate Deshikarani. Although we didn't ever hear We didn't know what a Maya body or a Sunya body was, or a Nirvishesh body. At the same time, we all thought we were God, and we all thought that God was zero. So Srila Prabhupada, by his teachings, by his books, he not only introduced the terms, but then he defeated them and turned us into personhoods. Even before his book came out, when he was giving lectures at his first temple at 26 Second Avenue in New York City, when most of the devotees who still had their long beards and hippie clothing and hippie habits, as they were hearing Srila Prabhupada's morning Chaitanya Charitamrita class, they had big gray blankets over their heads, like tents, and they were under the tents. And still Srila Prabhupada was giving the very beautiful teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Sanatana Goswami, where he explained the opulence of Krishna and the sweetness of Krishna, how Krishna takes birth in one universe, and the next second he takes birth in the second universe, which is the second second of the first universe, and the third second he takes birth in the third universe, which is the third second in the first universe, and the second second in the second universe. And this way, for 125 years, Krishna is taking birth in so many universes. We learned from Srila Gurudev that our Srila Prabhupada is actually traveling with Krishna and all of his other associates through the various universes, and he's also traveling with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the various universes. So even before Srila Prabhupada's books began to come out, when he was speaking to us hippies at 26 Second Avenue, he would give very beautiful examples to defeat the Mayavadi philosophy. For example, he would say, the Mayavadis give an example that when water is filling up in a jug, it makes a sound, and then when the water is filled up, then it becomes silent. So the Mayavadis say there's so many things to talk about until you become fully self-realized, and then you become silent. So Prabhupada's response was, if you want to give an analogy, you have to give many similar points. Am I a water jug? The living entity is an animate person. The rock is also silent. So what is the benefit? It doesn't mean that it's self-realized. He said, if you ask the Maya body, why are you suffering? You say that you're God, but I see that you're suffering like the hogs and the dogs. And they reply, oh, that is my liver. So Prabhupada would say, you may be that God that has that kind of liver, but we worship that God that's Om Purna Madaha Purna Midam. Srila Prabhupada printed, published, translated, purported Sri Isopanishad and distributed millions, each printing 150,000, 300,000, millions distributed in 50 languages all over the world. Srila Prabhupada is completely defeating the Mayavadi philosophy as the mouthpiece of Srila Vyasadeva. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamujachate Purnashi Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate. The Mayavadis say that absolute truth is now non-existent because he's become everything. We are also God, so we forgot that. And when we become self-realized, we become that God again. But now that God is not existing as God, but he's just everything. So Prabhupada, as a mouthpiece of Srila Vyasadeva, defeats that. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is perfectly complete. Because he's completely perfect, so many units emanate from him, like this cosmic manifestation, which are completely equipped as a complete whole. Although so many complete units emanate from him, he's so complete that he remains a complete balance. Prabhupada told us, you may take a piece of paper, rip it up and distribute it everywhere. The whole paper is gone. But the Supreme Absolute Truth is so complete that it remains the complete balance. 1 + 1 = 1, -1 = 1. Then a few verses later, अनेकलेखं मनसो विदुयो नान्यदेव अप्रमाणवांशं. That absolute truth, although located in one place in its own planet, it can overcome all other dwellings. It surpasses all in excellence, and he controls those who supply the peace and arrangement. Then in Prabhupada's beautiful Chaitanya Charitamrita, he also manifested this, being Deva Shesha Shunyavani plus Chitya Desha Sarne. He gave us the beautiful Chaitanya Charitamrita with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's liberation of Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said that the absolute truth is impersonal. Even though all the Vedic mantras confirm that the absolute truth is a person, all the Mayavadis like you don't take the direct meaning. They take an indirect meaning and thus concoct that it's impersonal. Then Jai Prabhupada quotes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying so many Shastric slogans like Vishnu Bhakt, Vishnu Shakti Param Rota, explaining that the Supreme Lord has three powers, unlimited powers, but Brahmani just three. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you're saying that that Supreme Lord with all those unlimited powers has no powers? You're saying that Bhagavan who has six occupants is impersonal and void with no occupants and no powers? And thus, through the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his own mouth, and through the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada was the mouthpiece of Vishnudas Thakuraj Goswami for millions of Westerners and Easterners and even Indians who were not fortunate to come in contact with the mission of Srila Gurudev and his Guru Maharaj. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada also, near Shesha Shunyavadi, Bhas Chitya Vishikarne. In Kapila Dev's teachings, Prabhupada translated by his causeless mercy, using who? Using hippies, who he made happy, translating Kapila Dev's teaching to his mother, explaining Nirvana. Everybody in the Western world thought of Nirvana as the Sunyavad, the zero-ness of the Buddhists. But Srila Prabhupada translates the Kapila Dev that Nirvana means when the mind becomes free from all material contamination and it becomes merged in the oneness of the Lord just like a flame. So Prabhupada explains in the prayer board, introducing all of us hippies, atheists, drug addicts, drunkards, to the Acharya's commentary to the Bhagavad Gita of Sri Sridhar Swami, of the Vaishnava Tosini by Jiva Goswami, of Saraja Darshini by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and quoting them and giving us the seed of our relationship with them, he explains that when a flame goes out, it's not lost, it's conserved, conservation of energy. So when the mind becomes free from all material contamination, it becomes conserved in the service of the Lord, and becomes one. How? One with the Lord's desire. No more independence, but fully surrendered to the Lord's desire. So I'll sum up now and say that Srila Gurudev explained that although Srila Prabhupada established so many temples, gurukulas, so much prasadam, so many books, his real identity is not that he is the founder, acharya of ISKCON. His real identity is that he is in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami to give us Gauravani Vicharane. I asked one last point. In 1993, I asked Srila Gurudev that because of my offenses to our Srila Prabhupada, I feel that there's a great wall between us and I can't approach him. And I have a perception of him that he's so high and so far away. I'm completely lost from his touch. So how can I see him in a new and more intimate way? Gurudev, I haven't committed so many offenses to you yet. That was in 1993. Now I've committed many offenses. So I feel more close to you. How can I see Prabhupada in that intimate way? So he said, here's the definition of Prabhupada. Prabhu means the Supreme Lord. So the Supreme Lord is divided into two, Krishna and Radha. And Radha is the greater part, the sweeter part. So Prabhupada means one who's at the lotus feet of Prabhu, leaning towards Srimati Radhika. And what is Jaya Prabhupada? Not all glories to you out there, the great soul who has nothing to do with me, all victory to you. But Srila Gurudev kindly explained the meaning of Jai. Jai means victory, and when there's victory, there's defeat. Who should be defeated? My mind, my senses, my material intelligence, my lust, anger, and grief. So when I pray Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj Jai, that means, please conquer. I beg you to please conquer over my mind, my senses, my lust, grief, and anger, and make everything, make them all yours. Just like when one country conquers over another, it makes it fully theirs. Lord Premanandi, many, many gold.
I'd like to offer my respectful obeisances and limited time from my heart to my Dixie Guru, to the Bhakti the Reference Father Prabhupada, my dear friend. And second of all, I'd like to offer my heartfelt obeisances to my Dixie Guru, to the Bhakti the Reference Father Maharaj, my good brother. I'd like to glorify Srila Prabhupada for my own purification. His glories are unlimited, and so I can teach him so much myself. I can't even touch the glories of Srila Prabhupada. But I'd like to try, because he's so purify my heart, and actually there's nothing sweeter for my tongue than to sing the glories of Srila Prabhupada. And today is the day that Krishna gives gifts. He gives many, many gifts today. So in this form, has Bhakti Nandan gone from him? He couldn't think of anything more precious to give than Sri Guru. As Gurudev says, Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Bhakti. Venus Nana. Kaluga Nida Patita Pavai Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murti Sri Guru Dev. So Srila Prabhupada is Krishna Kripa Dev. Krishna Kripa Dev. And then blissful personification of Krishna's Kripa. And how is that? Which Kripa is this? Gurudev also explained he gives Saran Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti, and Prem Bhakti. Which praying bhakti does Srila Prabhupada give? He gives Braj Bhakti. And which kind of Braj Bhakti can Prabhupada give? He can give the highest bhakti, the highest praying bhakti, Madhurya Raj, Radha Dasa. He kept it very hidden. And he stated, he kept it very hidden, but he has the power to do it. One time Srila Prabhupada in Russia, he said, he was asked, why did Prabhupada not give Braj Bhakti? And Gurudev said it's because no one wanted it at that time. But he has the power to give. So Srila Prabhupada, why can he give? Because who is Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada boldly declares that he's Rupa Nuga. That he's come in the line of Rupa Goswami. So who Srila Swami. Srila Swami is none other than Srila Manjari. So Srila Prabhupada also is following in the footsteps of Srila Swami. He's also a mainstream of Srila Bhakti Radhika. So he naturally self-manifested in his heart to have this Madhurya Rag that the same as Srila has. And he can give this to anyone who wants it. So there is no more precious gift than this that Sri Krishna could send on this day. So he sent Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, what did he do? Nityananda, as we know, he broke open the dam of praying that had been given, that had been dammed up. And it was time that was down. It was time that was damming up the praying. And Nityananda broke through because it was the time, the praying of love of God that Mahaprabhu had brought. And he spread it all over. He went door to door. He went singing, dancing. He was distributing Krishna praying door to door. But there was still another barrier, another dam. What was that? That was the boundaries of India. It was still contained within the boundaries of India. So Krishna sent Srila Prabhupada, he took the instructions of his guru. The guru's bhakti is the beginning, middle, and end of bhakti. He took the order of his guru on his head, and he set out by himself to break the dam and take the Krishna praying all over the world. And he made a platform, and on this platform, he sang, he danced, he gave Mahaprasada, he spread this Krishna praying all over the world. He took it to every town and village. He picked this up out of the gutters of America, the gutters of Africa, even some of the gutters of India, you know, and he said, okay, there's no material barrier in bhakti. We just chant Hare Krishna, we follow the instructions of Rupa Goswami, and you too can go back home, back to Godhead. And he said, what is our home? Our home is Vrindavan. My home is Vrindavan, your home is Vrindavan. You should make your heart Vrindavan. And he also said, everyone is welcome to come to Vrindavan. I encourage everyone to come. And anyone who can stay here permanently and become Vrindavati, that is very inspiring. They should do. So Vrindavati doesn't mean to someone that lives on the net of Maya of Vishaman Vrindavan. It means the mood of a Vrindavati. And Rupa goes on if you did that. And Prabhupada in the mind of Rupa Goswami, he was making a platform so we could all start to go up, up, up. So eventually we could go back home, back to Godhead. And on this platform, what did he do? He danced. He brought Lord Jagannath out of Puri. And he took Lord Jagannath and he danced himself down the streets of London, down the streets of New York, down the streets of San Francisco. Emanating this bright bhakti rasa song. This is what Prabhupada did. But he had very little time. His time was short. But he had made a platform. So what did he do? He begged his friend, Srila Gurudev, to come on that platform. And on that platform, now Srila Gurudev is also singing the dancing. And he's like, he's doing like this, and what is the saying to Chaitanya Bhagavat? That personalities of this caliber, their mere existence in the world vanquishes all inauspiciousness. Their dancing purifies the earth. Their glances purify all directions, and their upraised arms purify even the heavenly planet. So Prabhupada and Gurudev, their dancing and purifying and vanquishing all inauspiciousness, we're so fortunate. So I pray at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada that I can just become one day qualified to assist him in his service to Satchinanda Gaurari and his service to Radha Krishna Kartiko. Please make me qualified. Please make me qualified.
accomplishment that I appreciate is that I finish central budget for our states and every day we're going to have to present the situation and then I think that's actually just done. I don't think I'm quite pressure. And students should have probably got hard to keep her in my life. So I often think I'm like, don't turn around. She should have got through the lesson and I thought,
Hare Krishna. There is a verse of David. Yasya deve parabhakti adhikna deve kakaro. Tasya te katikatyata prakasha te mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in the Lord and the spiritual master are the Vedic, the knowledge of the Vedas revealed. I was thinking about this in relation to the work I'm doing in Brihadbhagavatamrita. By the mercy of Srila Narayana Maharaj, he's giving me so much insight into how to serve Srila Prabhupada. And so in Brihadbhagavatamrita, Gopal Kumar, in the second volume, Gopal Kumar is going from different planet to planet. He goes to Swarga, and in Swarga he's serving Lord Vamadev very, very sweetly. He's serving him just like Indra does, where Indra, Lord Vamadev, is his younger brother. Then he goes to Maharlok and he serves Yakshwan. And in each place, he's overcome with love for these different forms of the Lord. In Satyaloka, he swoons when he sees Mahavishnu, and Lakshmi Devi herself talks with him. And so, but I asked at one point, I asked Maharaj, I said, so Gopal Kumar is going to these different places, and he's actually serving the Lord, he's serving Vamadev, he's serving Yageshwar, he's seeing Mahavishnu. But it explains that when he comes back to this earth planet and meets his guru in the beginning of the fourth chapter, then by the mercy of his guru, he develops prema. And he goes to Vaikuntha. And then from Vaikuntha, it begins another journey. But my question was, how is it that he was serving his guru? I mean, he was serving the Lord. But he didn't develop prema. And so he explained that there is Ashraya Vigraha and Vishaya Vigraha, the object of worship and the worshiper. And you get prema from Ashraya Vigraha. You're able to obtain it. And so the Kumar, even though he was serving the Lord, he may be serving the deities. But he hadn't obtained that. And so then, but although Lakshmi was able to give it, Lord Shiva was able to give it, he was actually meant to receive it from his guru Vrindavan, and he was actually meant to attain Raj Bhakti. So by the grace of his guru when he returned, then he attained prema. Now, this is the idea. It is by the grace of the, it says, yes, so we cannot serve the Lord without the grace of the spiritual master. Only by the grace of the spiritual master can our love for the Lord begin. And so this is because the spiritual master is the incarnation of Krishna's mercy. And we're seeing this, I can see it so much with Srila Prabhupada in my life, just like Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj was praying that when Krishna appeared prayers for the benefit of all conditioned souls. But I wasn't here. When Lord Chaitanya appeared, Lord Chaitanya liberated the whole universe. But I wasn't here. I somehow missed it. And only by the grace of my spiritual master was I able to understand the glories of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and was only able to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's only by the grace of our Guru, who's even greater than Krishna, even greater than Mahaprabhu. He is their mercy incarnation. And so this is, I was reminded of this just a couple days ago. A friend of mine wrote reminding me of when Prabhupada was in Iran. I remember this time. It was evening, and Prabhupada was sitting on the balcony. It was very beautiful. Iran at that time in Tehran, it was the summer. It was Lord Balaram's appearance day time, so it was this time. And Prabhupada said it was so beautiful, it was like blue swartha. And so there was namaz we were not far from a masjid, so there was namaz playing. And Prabhupada said, "What is this?" And so Acharya Rishi was explaining that they're saying names of God. They're calling people to worship the Lord. They're saying the names of God, like that. And so Srila Prabhupada said that they should encourage the people in Iran to chant the names of Allah. And so Acharya thought, he said, isn't the name of Krishna more powerful than the name of Allah? And Prabhupada looked at him and he said, "Are you asking me to be sectarian?" And he said that actually when Lord Chaitanya came, he said there is no discrimination in the names of the Lord. That people should be encouraged to chant the name, whatever names of the Lord they know. And I was thinking of this, how merciful Srila Prabhupada was in distributing Braj Bhakti, that even in this Muslim country, he was encouraging people, you know, to become purified in their own ways. And they'll gradually come to a platform. And hopefully they'll be able to meet a bona fide spiritual master and then make advancement. Because it is only by the grace of the spiritual master that one makes advancement. But Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was engaging us in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was thinking, how is it that Srila Prabhupada was chosen by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bring his message to the Western world, to fulfill the prophecy in Kriyashika, to Nataraj Rao, that his message will be preached in every town and village. So how is it that Srila Prabhupada was chosen? Lord Chaitanya has many stalwart devotees. And so, just like Srila Rupa Goswami, how is it that Rupa Goswami was chosen? Lord Chaitanya has so many wonderful devotees. But Srila Rupa Goswami understood the Manavishya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore he was able to establish his mission in this world. Sri Chaitanya Manavishya. And so it was the same way Srila Prabhupada, he understood the Manavishya of his Guru Maharaj. Which is not different than Srila Gaurakishoradas Babaji, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all the way up to Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Srila Prabhupada understood this Manavishya, then he was able to establish the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And what is this Manavishya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Lord Rupa Goswami explains this in the verse of Narayana Pitya, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now in the Chaitanya Charitamrita we know that this is what verse of. Anyway, it's explained that this is the external reason of, this is one of the, the external reasons. But anyway, and then Radha Krishna Pranayama, that one is the internal reason. So why is this external? Because Maharaj explained that this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. And what is it? It's Onatrochana Rasa Swami Krishna, as he explained so beautifully the other day, that it is the Shobha. The Shriya of the Shobha. This is the Matri Bha. This is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. And so Srila Prabhupada understood this. This is also what he has come to give. In the very first page of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it begins with the Radha Bhagavan invitation. Tattama Vrindavana. This is one of Srila Prabhupada's favorite verses in which he explains. In which Lord Chaitanya is explaining what is the topmost type of worship, that worship of the Vrajabandhu. And so Srila Prabhupada is keeping us in this line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's engaging us in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's engaging us in the preaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is the result? Yata yata gaura padara vinde vinde kapatim kutupunya rashi yata tatok sarvati vidya kasta rata padam mudyo shukam kudashi that to the degree that we serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we serve him with love, to that degree, to the same degree, the Lord is the Srimati Radhika will appear in our hearts. So this is the mercy of the Guru.
That was very wonderful. And after the class, there was always a kirtan. And Prabhupada wouldn't lead the kirtan, but somebody else, one of his servants, would lead the kirtan, and Prabhupada would play the gong. And those kirtans were so sublime and so heavenly and so ecstatic. And Srila Prabhupada wasn't even leading. He was just sitting there playing the gong, and one of his disciples was singing. And I remember one time, they were making a, every night Prabhupada would go into his garden during Bhagavad Gita class, during Gaura Arti and Bhagavad Gita class. So they made arrangements that each of the different, I was living in the Los Angeles ISKCON community, and there were a lot of devotees there. And so they were making arrangements that each devotee would get a turn to go into the garden while Srila Prabhupada was there. So I got my turn, and I remember I walked in, and Prabhupada was already there, and they were reading to him from Krishna book. And when I walked in, I felt like I just walked into this atmosphere of, I felt like I walked into a wall of purity. And I felt like the first thought that came into my mind was, if I even open my mouth in this garden, I'm going to ruin everything. I'm going to ruin the whole atmosphere. It was so incredible. One other funny incident that happened. There were the airport greetings. When Srila Prabhupada would come into the airport, hundreds of devotees would come. I had experience in Los Angeles. And Prabhupada would always be the last person that got off the plane. And so we'd be chanting and chanting and chanting, and everybody that was getting off the plane was thinking, oh, maybe they're glorifying me. You got that feeling, you know, when people would see all the devotees chanting. And then finally Srila Prabhupada would come. But it was such an ecstatic experience. I've never experienced anything like it before in my life, the kirtan stuff that we had in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. And even without the personal presence. In San Francisco, we used to go every night to, in the evening, after an evening program, we would go out chanting again, after chanting all day on the streets. And there was one movie called Hair, and they chant Hare Krishna movie in it. And we would blitz it. We would go there for about 15 minutes, right when everybody was coming out. And it was like, as soon as everybody started coming out, the kirtan would start, the incense would lit up, and it was like instant ecstasy. We were all in so much ecstasy, and we were all brand new devotees, maybe less than 1 year, all of us, practically. And we were experiencing ecstasy beyond our imagination. And that was all by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, because on our own, we weren't anywhere near qualified. But also, I wanted to say that sometimes it's said that Srila Prabhupada didn't teach us the highest thing. And in his lectures, he gave us a very strong foundation in Krishna consciousness. But if you read his books, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita, Upadesha Amrita, you'll find very, very, very high things. And there's one other thing I wanted to say, which I'm not going to say fully because Srila Gurudev will get very angry with me. But we do have a possibility of understanding Srila Prabhupada's Swarup. And if anybody has any trust in Gaura Govinda Maharaj, I could tell you later. And we could verify it with Gurudev. But it's on tape, and it's something that Gaura Govinda Maharaj spoke in Gambira during Ravayatra time 1 year. And that really revealed his Mandari Swarup to Gaura Govinda Maharaj.
I never have anything to say, so don't worry. It's short. But I was just listening to everybody speaking and telling about how Srila Prabhupada had come or had been sent also by his Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. But it wasn't just that he was sent. Also, others were also sent. Madh Maharaj had also been sent with other devotees to other Western countries. But what I find personally, what hits me in my heart, is that when Srila Prabhupada came, if we look in Srila Prabhupada's past history before he came to see us, we can see that his way of presenting Krishna consciousness was in one way, because he was dealing with people from a country that already knew so much about Krishna consciousness. And he had even written an introduction to the Chaitanya-charitamrita, I think it's 40 pages long, where it goes so much deep even into who Radharani is and everything. But this is only can be understood by an audience that's already had some understanding of what Vaishnavism is. But then when he came to the United States, and we all have heard so many parts of the Leela of what he had to go through, but he came, and he was inspired. He gave to us what we could actually swallow. If he would have given it in a different way, I don't know if I would have been able to do it. But he was able to understand us. He was able to interact with us. And in that way he could say, oh, I should present the same thing in a different bottle, just like Drew did many times. Same wine, different bottle. So this is what I was able to digest. This was what was able to attract me. Of course, one time in New York, I did go to the temple, still in it, but I went to the temple and Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasa San giving a lecture, and he says, it's so hard for somebody over 24 years to change. It's like teaching an old dog new tricks. And I was 24. And I would say, will I ever be able to even understand any of this? Here even Srila Prabhupada is telling me that it's very difficult for you to understand all this, to change your ways. But by his mercy, and by helping me out, I was able to understand somewhat. And he was able to put something into my heart. And then I thought I was a very clever person. So when I met Gurudev for the first time, actually I met him in 86 over here, with other devotees. But then when I actually met him in Houston, and I thought I was clever, I came up to him, I says, oh, please give me Sudaba, the pure name. And he looked at me, and he knew I was a Prabhupada disciple, and he says, oh, he looked with those eyes, you just want to get down. He says, you already have it. And I said, oh, I said the wrong thing. So I've already been given this, but I can't feel it. I have no way to feel it. It's already in my heart, but it's so difficult for me to actually feel it. So Srila Prabhupada, knowing my insensitivity, has also sent Gurudev to wake me up and make me understand what is already in my heart. What this name, but it's a special name. It's not just Hare Krishna mantra, but it's this name that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also brought. And already been explained by Manjari Devi of what he's actually trying to give us. He's put in this Hare Krishna mantra what he wants to give us, and we don't even know it's there. So we need someone else Oh, please clear my mind, clear my senses, so that it can manifest someday within my heart also. So on this day, on the appearance day of my Diksha Guru Srila Prabhupada, and also taking refuge and my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Narayan Maharaj, I thank you very much for letting me speak.
Prabhupada only came up to hear about me. Amazing. 5 foot 1, something like 5 foot 2. Anyway, then after that, Carmen Wayne sat down on the piazza, and he had this booming, lying, hurt voice. I didn't know how powerful it was. That was the first time I ever saw Carmen. And in fact, from that, I started getting my service to Prabhupada. But understand, Prabhupada, remember those things?